Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
Making an idiot of himself in a commercial. I haven't actually seen it.
That's what people are saying. And thanks for covering for me there when we got our network connected, because I forgot about that part.
People are saying it's pretty radio. Cringy.
Well, that's what they're saying, and I watched it earlier today. It is, we're going to get into it. It's this new minute-long ad from Crypto.com, which is a...
Okay, well, they're not the worst.
I'm a fan of what they do over there at Crypto.com. Wish I could use their services these days, but am prohibited from
doing
that.
I know, man. It's painful at times.
But anyway, we got Bonnie joining us here shortly as well. The phones are open, 603-283-6160. And it is Bitcoin's 13th birthday, so happy teenage years to the Bitcoin cryptocurrency that kicked off this whole amazing thing.
Does that mean this was the anniversary of the release of the white paper, or the first
coins? Yeah, the first actual
I thought
like,
the white paper was
out
in December or something.
No, it's October 31st. Yeah, and Melania Trump talked about Bitcoin's block birthday today. Isn't
Did
that
she?
Weird? She tweeted that.
Huh?
Well, she's
got
still kind of stupid. So.
But it's weird because Trump is against it.
That doesn't mean his wife is
Trump against it.
Trump is like so against crypto.
Publicly, at least,
well,
he's against it.
He was when he was president.
Right. I suspect he still is, but I don't know. Maybe he's changed his mind. I doubt it. I mean, he still wants to be president, so he has to kind of align himself with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, he said that it's bad for the U.S. dollar, and he does this whole nationalist thing, so I don't see him going back on it.
I'm not sold on the idea that Trump actually wants to be president. I think he just wants to continue making money until he's old enough to die or whatever it is that he intends to do.
Well, he's old enough to die. He's a man in his mid-70s at this point.
Right. He just says, I think what Trump fears is being obsolete, being irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wants people to love Trump. He wants to be talked about. He wants to feel relevant, for sure.
And because of that, he'll probably run for president in 2024, I think, or at least attempt to win the Republican primary.
Yeah, he's been talking about it ever since. I mean, He's definitely got plans for that.
I just don't think it's really what he wants.
To be president again, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Crypto.com. We'll talk about the Crypto.com thing. Also, Bitcoin's birthday. There's other things in the news as well, including somebody got forced to eat some pizza against their will. And
it's a very weird story.
Yeah, we can get into that. There's a lot of really interesting stuff. COVID, microchips. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Bitcoin at 13 years old. It started in 2009, January 3rd of 2009. And I don't think a lot of people figured out that this thing was going to be a thing for quite a long time. For me, it was the Silk Road that really kind of made me realize that, okay, there's something to this Bitcoin thing. The Silk Road was the first underground drug marketplace, and it used Bitcoin back, you know, way back in the day before there was such a thing as Monero or a privacy coin. Yeah. And for me, that's when I realized, oh, this is a killer app. Bitcoin has a killer app, and it is the Silk Road. It is these underground drug marketplaces. I wasn't smart enough to actually go and buy some Bitcoin when I made that connection, but that is when I realized that, this has some serious potential.
What year did you first hear about Bitcoin at all?
I think it was the end of 2010 when a guy called in to Free Talk Live to tell us about it, a listener from Australia, actually, Jeremy West, called about Bitcoin. I didn't remember that. I had to hear about it later on. Mark apparently remembered that years later.
Yeah, I have no idea when the first time I heard about Bitcoin was, but I do remember the first time I really experienced it and saw its relevance. And it wasn't
Fest.
No, it wasn't the Silk Road. It was when one of my IT clients got hit with ransomware. And I had to acquire Bitcoin in order to pay for it. It was then that
they
I
didn't have a backup.
Right.
Yeah.
They did after that. But I was subcontracting for them, so it wasn't my responsibility. I was just there to fix the problem. But that was the first time I ever had to actually deal with Bitcoin. I think I had heard about it by then.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
I don't remember. I remember the value of Bitcoin was about $500 per then.
Wow.
So it was a very long time
ago. So it's 100x almost.
Yes.
Since that time. It's incredible.
And the ransom then was one Bitcoin, right? These companies that get hit now, they can't afford one Bitcoin. That's $50,000 or whatever it is. Back then, one Bitcoin wasn't that big a deal. It's like a week paycheck for most people.
Yeah.
So things change. But that was the first time I ever actually had to use Bitcoin or dive into it in any meaningful sense. Yeah. And I was like, this is going to be interesting moving forward. I actually think I probably got that Bitcoin off of Mt. Gox, but I don't remember. Because that would have been the only thing that would have come up during
Bitcoin
that era.
That was the first Bitcoin exchange. Mt. Gox was the very first publicly accessible Bitcoin exchange.
Right. And I think that would have been the only thing that really existed for that purpose in that era. But I don't recall because that was a very long time ago, and the exact exchange that I used wasn't something that I wrote down or paid any attention to because I was new to the subject. I didn't know enough to know to pay attention to that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating subject. Of course, we talk a lot about it here on Free Talk Live. And if you do want to learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency, get over to Bitcoin.com, which is where they've got all kinds of good information. You can just click on Get Started at the top of the page. Watch the first introductory video. Watch more than one if you got time, because it is a really interesting topic. There's some really important ideas that you should get down, like decentralization. Like why money should be decentralized. That's, I would say, probably the most important, I mean, just off the top of my head, of all the things that make Bitcoin different and that make it special, the decentralized aspect of it is a really key aspect, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, why should governments have almost unilateral control of your prosperity, your wealth, what you use to secure food for your family? That's dangerous. And the decentralization that cryptocurrencies allow mean that governments don't have to control that anymore, that no one must have control over your livelihoods, your wealth, your prosperity, everything that you need in order to survive. Governments don't have to control it.
Yeah, the government now could say that they, or at least the Federal Reserve, technically own all the dollars, and we're just using them, but nobody can say that about cryptocurrency.
That's a good point, Bonnie, because that is what a note is, technically. If you look at the dollars that you might have in your wallet, it says Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, it's like a promissory note, isn't it?
A note is evidence of debt. That's what notes are in the money world. And so if you hold dollars, you just simply hold evidence of debt. That's all that it really is.
Which is how the system is set up, because the federal government doesn't actually create the USD. They create treasury bonds, which they then sell, or they loan, they borrow U.S. dollars from the Federal Reserve and put up these treasury bonds as collateral,
something
essentially.
Like that.
It's
yeah.
all very
it's
confusing
very
and unnecessary. And if you think that sounds unnecessary, well, don't worry. Bitcoin is a lot simpler to understand than whatever nonsense our government is up to.
Yeah, whenever people say that cryptocurrency is so hard to understand, like my boss at work always says it's way too complicated, she's too old, I just want to point out to them that they don't know everything about the current system we use, probably. And you definitely don't learn that in school.
Oh, hell no.
They don't know anything about the current system. They don't know how treasury bonds and U.S. dollars work or what a federal fractional reserve system is. They don't know that.
I barely have any kind of, just a basic level grasp on any of those topics.
Well, they've made it as confusing as possible so that they can, screw us over. And it's harder for us to say, oh, well, it's because they did this. Instead, we have to rattle off a bunch of complicated terms that the average person doesn't understand.
Well, it's not just, of course, the United States government gang that is printing out money. The headline here from Reuters is Turkish inflation soars to 36%, which is the highest in their current dictator's era. So they're looking at some pretty serious double-digit inflation numbers over there. Food and drink prices are up nearly 44% year on year. So the Turkish lira is having a real tough time, and, well, people are looking into alternatives to government monies. And this can happen in the United States. In fact, it is happening here, just know, the official government numbers haven't hit 36% yet. They're still saying it's around 6 to 9%.
Slightly less drastic here.
Yeah. The number is 603-283-6160, but that can change. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to reflect on 13 years of Bitcoin, tell us your story. Feel free to join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. We're just kind of talking about Bitcoin on its 13th birthday. Now, as you pointed out, Aria, the Bitcoin white paper came out on October 31st in 2008.
That's just when Bitcoin's mom got pregnant, though. Bitcoin was born on January the 3rd.
Good way to put it. January 3rd of 2009, which makes this its 13th.
Wait. That means Kyle Rittenhouse, Greta Thunberg, and Bitcoin all have the same birthday.
Wow. Who knew?
I know.
Don't send the conspiracy theorists into overdrive, please. Not this early in the show.
So you can, of course, join us. You can comment on Bitcoin. We're just kind of talking about some of the things that make it unusual, make it unique, or made it unique. Now it's not really that unique. There are thousands of competitors.
It's special still, but not unique.
It's still the first, and it will always have that. But as far as its uniqueness, no. Anyone who wanted to could copy Bitcoin's code at any time and
make Dogecoin.
And then make Dogecoin or make Dash or make Litecoin or, you know, you fill in the blank. There's a ton of these things that have come out. Some of them have completely flopped. They don't exist anymore. It's kind of interesting. If you go and you look at archive.org, which is the website that sort of archives the internet, basically, you can put in the website you want to look at. Like if you put in freetalklive.com, you can see what our site looked like 15 years ago to today.
Dude, how much space does that take up?
I don't know. I always think about that.
It's unbelievable thinking about how much space that could take.
They've got to have data centers that rival Google, man.
Maybe. I mean, it's not a full archive of the web. It doesn't archive, like, all of the images and all of the videos. And so you'll get some of the website content, just enough to kind of give you a feel for what it was like. But if you go back on, like, coinmarketcap.com, these sites that listed the cryptos from back, you know, years and years ago, and you look at the top 10 or the top 50 or whatever, you're going to see a bunch of coins that they're just not there anymore.
No, I remember, I mean, back when I was looking into all of these altcoins, I hate that terminology, but alternatives to Bitcoin, there were things like Orange Coin, there was a Pop Coin, there was a Hemp Coin, there was a Canna Coin. None of those exist anymore. Not in any meaning of, sure, the blockchains are probably still out there somewhere, but yeah. I think Orange Coin's last transaction was in like 2016 or something. Oof. So, I mean, they're dead. Basically. For all intents and purposes.
Yeah, and but there are thousands of coins that are dead like that.
And at some point, some idiot put a lot of money into Orange Coin, and now it's gone forever.
I'm just looking here at Potcoin since you brought it up. I remember one guy locally being excited about that one.
Dude, there were so many, and there were so many people saying, oh, this is the real one. This is the one that's going to make a difference. The whole cannabis industry is going to use this Potcoin. And I'm like,
no.
Why wouldn't they just use Bitcoin? It's already there.
I was confused because I've never heard of any of these. What is the point of mixing, like, weed and crypto?
It's just to market a coin.
People like
it's just to make some money and do a pump and dump, basically.
Potcoin. It currently is at about 1 cent for a Potcoin. The volume in the last 24 hours is all of $500. So
that's globally. Actually more than I would have expected.
So globally, it still lives. globally, the Potcoin has barely anyone doing anything with it, essentially.
Oh, I'm not surprised. It's always a terrible idea.
Yeah, and the website still says Potcoin is leading the legal cannabis revolution. I don't buy it.
No,
not true.
If I remember correctly, they were the ones that wanted to create a cryptocurrency just for the cannabis distributors and sellers around the world. Yeah.
Right.
And that's obviously a stupid idea. Why would they want their own currency that they can't use anywhere else or to pay their employees? That's dumb. Bitcoin solves all of their problems without being unaccepted anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, amazingly, it is still traded on Bittrex. That's the one market that there's any volume at all.
I'm shocked it still exists.
Maybe people buy it just to have it as like a heirloom, or you know what I mean, antique.
A unique thing or a collectible.
And was it an ERC-20 token or was it an actual cryptocurrency?
I think it was its own coin.
Yeah, because I don't recall that.
Yeah. But it's ranked at number 1,575 on the cryptocurrency rankings on coinmarketcap.com, which tracks over 16,000 cryptocurrencies, supposedly. So it's in the top 1,500 of the 16,000,
I would still characterize it as dead.
Yeah, but it just goes to show you there's another 15,000 below it, right? Like,
true.
This thing's got $500 in daily volume globally. There's 15,000 others that have less than that. So there's a ton of cryptocurrencies out there. But Bitcoin's the, you know, the granddaddy of them all. And we talked about decentralization being an important aspect where there is no center. Unlike crypto, unlike money coming from governments, where it comes from a central bank. It's right there in the name. Centralized banking. Every dollar comes out of the same organization. They issue these things at whatever rate that they want to. And if they want to increase the rate, then that increases what's called inflation. That is what inflation is. It is the increase in the money supply. And we've seen them doing that more so in the last 2 years than probably in most of our lifetimes.
That's why a lot of people got wage increases this year, but the price increases increased so much
that
they
wiped
out the wage increase, and now people actually make less money than they did prior to the inflation.
Correct. Even if you're making, quote-unquote, twice as much, if you went from $7.50 to $15 an hour, you know, fight for 15, your living standard is worse.
7 to 15 seems like a lot for the living standard to still be worse, but it's
those
crazy.
Those people probably are still doing okay.
But
the people who only got like a 10% raise or something
I was going to say, when I worked in the hotel industry, like once a year, maybe once every 6 months, you'd get a review, and depending on the review, you would get something like 50 cents or 25 cents or something like that. And every single time I got a raise, I felt like, wow, now I can survive more. And that's it.
See, that wasn't the case this year, though. I know what you're talking about. She's like, oh, well, here's a 2% raise or whatever. This year we saw wage increases in fast food of $2 to $3 per hour.
That didn't help people?
It would have if it wasn't for the increase in prices resulting from the inflation that the government caused.
Yeah, wage increases are almost always going to trail behind price increases.
Yeah, because the businesses have to make money.
Yeah, and it takes them time to, you know, implement these changes, and the prices take time to rise, and, you know, all of these things take time, right? And I've not seen the study, you know, a study, and maybe it's been done, I just haven't seen it, on just how behind the ball people are now as compared to 2 or 5 years ago. Is it really, you know, the living standard has gone down? Because that's generally what I think is going to happen.
It fell behind the ball back then, and that was, I don't know, 4 years ago.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. What are some of the other key elements besides decentralization that really set Bitcoin apart from the government money system?
Well, at the time, the encryption aspect of it and the widespread belief that it was anonymous money. And, of course, now in hindsight, we know that it's not anonymous. It's pseudo-anonymous or whatever the term is.
Yeah.
But that set it apart. Oh, did it, though? Because U.S. dollars are also really anonymous. I mean, it's just a piece of paper that you can hand to someone. So I guess it managed to take a digital transaction and give it the anonymity of the USD.
We can continue here, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome on the 13th birthday of Bitcoin. And then coming up, the commercial that's got people stirred up about cryptocurrency, and they're laughing at it, but should they be? We'll tell you, and we'll play the audio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The headaches aren't going away for air travelers. So far, over 7,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Monday. FlightAware saying airports on the East Coast are having the most problems as a winter storm swept through the area. Nearly 1,000 homes have been burned down and hundreds others have been damaged after a wildfire tore through several neighborhoods in Colorado. Democratic Governor Jared Polis on Monday speaking about the damage from the fire.
It is just remarkable that in a fire of this speed and size in the area it was, that there's only two people missing. And that also, you know, should be really a warning to all of us. When you get a pre-evac or evacuation notice, hop to it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The FBI is joining the Colorado wildfire investigation.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Majority Leader is promising his chamber will consider rule changes amid the fierce debate over voting rights. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York making that announcement in a letter to his colleagues. Schumer threatening to make changes by saying the rules will be debated and considered on or prior to January 17th if Republicans don't cooperate. This, as many states have made changes to voting rights laws that Democrats are not happy with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about Bitcoin on its 13th birthday. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Apparently, even Melania Trump has gotten in on the cryptocurrency action, as she's apparently recently announced a Melania NFT, or a non-fungible token, as they're called.
How recently?
2 weeks
today?
Ago?
Okay. She used the Bitcoin birthday as a way of advertising her NFT because people go, oh my God, Melania Trump mentioned Bitcoin, and it's true that she did, but she exploited that in order to pimp her NFT, which is, according to Ian, a picture of her eyes.
Yeah, and here's the weird thing.
And you don't get to scoop them, her eyes out of her head or anything. It's just a picture of her eyes.
It's a drawing, apparently, of her eyes.
Wow.
A watercolor drawing that she is selling for $150 worth of cryptocurrency.
At least she knows her relative value. I would have expected her to charge like $150,000 for this.
Is it being auctioned so it will go up?
Well, that's the thing. That's what's confusing to me about this. I mean, by no means have I spent a significant amount of time researching all the different ways people can offer NFTs for sale.
No, because it's stupid.
Yes, and but what I normally see is what you say, Bonnie, is like these auctions where there's this one thing, this
starts
one
at some price.
Yeah, one drawing of an ape or a rock or something like that. And then you bid on this with some amount of cryptocurrency, usually Ethereum, And then the winner gets the thing, this NFT, which is essentially just a digital token that identifies this particular graphic existing on the internet, and it's in your wallet, so therefore you have the supposed claim to that graphic because of that.
But isn't it true that the URL it points to is really all you own, and that whoever is in control of that URL can make it point at something else, and then you actually lose your NFT that way?
Yeah, we watched a video actually about this, and it informed me more about, again, I didn't know a whole lot about NFTs, but yeah, apparently you just own a URL to the image, basically. It's not like a hash of the image or anything like that. So, or maybe there's different ways that can be done, but that's what one of these how-to videos on the NFT stuff, the server that's got your image on it, changes the image, there's nothing you can do about
that. Or goes down.
Or the server goes offline. Then you have nothing.
So you don't even have, like, a flash drive with the JPEG on it or anything like that?
You can right-click and save as and save the JPEG.
Oh, I see the issue, though. That's not unique. Anyone can do that.
Correct.
And that's why these things go to auction, right? Is because they're supposed to be unique. And it makes sense. If you had just one of a thing in the entire universe, you would want to sell that to the highest bidder, not charge a flat price for it. The issue with NFTs is that they're not unique. Anyone can right-click and click save as.
See, here's the thing about this, though. It seems like Melania Trump is selling more than one of these.
Well, she is stupid.
So I don't know.
I just don't believe that she wrote that tweet today talking about Bitcoin's
Bitcoin
13th birthday. It didn't even sound like her. I mean, it was
Well, she would certainly use it to promote her NFT that she's trying to sell.
Yeah, but I still feel like she had to hire somebody to write it. Like, I don't even believe she orchestrated any of this, to be honest. I've looked into a lot about Melania Trump and watched a lot of interviews, and I was just telling Aria this because I was kind of excited for her to be First Lady at first because I thought she'd come out being really cool, decorating the White House really cool, dressing really nice, and she just has no personality and no brain.
I always had really low expectations of her because I understood that she was just a
model,
lifelong
right?
prostitute.
Yeah.
But if it was like Kim Kardashian, who also kind of falls
I would
under
have even
that,
lower expectations.
I'm just saying it could be interesting because she has personality, but Melania just
doesn't have
personality.
Well, Kim Kardashian came out with a stupid promotion last summer of some Ethereum token.
Yeah, and I don't think it was Ethereum Max.
Yeah,
and I don't think she wrote that either.
Of course not. She doesn't even know what it is. Somebody just gave her a bunch of money and said, can you, you know, post this to your Instagram? And she did.
But it could have been like...
That makes me miss John McAfee, man.
Yeah, it's true.
He was the king of doing that. And he had no shame about it.
No, he would straight up tell you, if you gave $100,000, he would promote your crypto, whatever it was, scam or not.
The world was not good enough for him.
Scam or not.
Rest in peace. So the funny thing is, she was selling this thing, and I guess I'm curious to know, how many did she sell? Because apparently the sale ended. There was a limited window of time in which people could buy this Millennia Vision or Millennia's Vision NFT, but it was a flat price, so there was no bidding going on here.
So there were multiple copies or...
Yeah.
But you could buy the URL to which your copy was...
I don't know. I don't know what they were selling. Maybe it was just a JPEG, and you could pay $150.
They were selling tulip bulbs, as far as I can tell.
It's just not clear. But I'll see if I can dig up any more information about it. But it just sounds like she was selling a watercolor JPEG of her eyes for $150, or excuse me, one Solana, which is a newer cryptocurrency that I don't know a whole lot about. Although
I don't know anything about it.
I've heard that it has crashed, that the Solana network has gone down on multiple occasions, which led people to reveal that it's actually a centralized network, and it's not actually a decentralized, quote-unquote, cryptocurrency. So,
no, is it centralized because, like, one organization is, like, really in love with it, and the problem is that they haven't gotten enough individuals on board to be truly decentralized?
I'm not sure.
Neither one of us know anything about it.
If you know more about it and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. But, I mean, everybody's on this train of the NFT thing. And will this year be the year that it finally dies off?
Or
is it going to reach new heights? More people going to spend more, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on simple graphics that a child could whip up in Microsoft Paint.
At least with CryptoKitties, you had a game you could play.
Did you ever do it?
I never did, because even back then it was like $300 for a CryptoKitty or something like that, and that's stupid, and I'm not going to participate in that.
They're not cute to me. They're so cartoonish. If they looked more like real cats, they would be cuter than just like this alien, like it looks like Futurama
like
cat.
I think so. I've only seen a few over the years, but I think some of them look like cats. I think there's a wide range of what you can get.
The ones that you think of when you think of CryptoKitties that are like, they're not made to look, they're like alien cats. I just don't think they're that cute.
Ah, okay. So apparently there might be 2,807 of the Millennia's Vision.
So she's just selling a whole bunch each for one Solana?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, how many does she actually sell?
Another great question. I don't have the answer to that.
I hope it's zero, but I know in my heart that it's not.
Is it a picture of her eyes before or after the botched plastic surgery that gave them the
weird
look?
Well, see, that's why they're a watercolor, because the painter can just not include that detail,
right? So we're just kind of just overarching, looking at the Bitcoin evolution, revolution, whatever you want to call it. It's an amazing thing that has happened. We're 13 years into this now at this point. And so kudos to Satoshi Nakamoto. Just want to say thanks. If you're out there listening still, if you're not dead or if you're not in a prison cell, which some people, there's different theories.
Well,
about,
he might be listening if he's in a prison cell.
That's possible, yeah. There's different theories about, you know, who this guy or gal is or group of people is. But thank goodness that Satoshi Nakamoto did what he or she did back in 2008-2009, because this has been a major tool to shift the power of money from the governments and the banks into the hands of the individual. And that's really what Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies do so well. And that's why the governments of the world hate it so much, because it is beyond their control. They're trying. They are so desperately trying.
Yeah, but they're so inefficient and behind that they've already lost the war, and they don't even know
it. They don't know it.
Hillary Clinton knows it.
She does. Yeah, she said time is running out.
Time is out, Hillary.
603-283-6160 is the number here. If you want to join us, what do you want to talk about? The NFT craze? Are you into these things? If so, why? Can you share that with us? Or just talk about why Bitcoin has just been the most amazing technology of all.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160, and we're still trying to figure out how many of these NFTs that Melania Trump sold. I saw one guy posting an image showing a potential maximum number of 2,800, but that might have been somebody copying it. So, according to the Financial Times article about the subject at FT.com, Melania Trump is flogging fungible NFTs. So the whole point behind a non-fungible token, supposedly, is that it's inexchangeable for another thing. It's a unique thing. It's this one-off.
So you transfer,
you could transfer ownership, presumably, right?
Correct. But there's not another one of these things, supposedly, that exists. That's the whole selling point behind an NFT.
Yeah, but we've already established that Melania is stupid.
Yeah, but the fact that she did NFTs wrong just makes me further believe that she didn't write the tweet that came out today about Bitcoin.
Yeah, and apparently Trump weighed in on this.
Well,
so, what did Trump have to say?
Yeah, I'll share that with you coming up here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160, and don't forget you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media website, and it is free to use over at social.freetalklive.com. There's been this huge blow-up recently on Twitter about another conservative alternative to Twitter has come out.
Oh, good. Another Gab. Another Parler.
It's called Getter. GETTR. And
they're conservatives. We don't want them anyway, to be fair.
It's true, but the problem is a bunch of libertarians are like jumping ship too. Like, whoa, it's something else we can get on. Mastodon's been around for years. And it's actually run by Liberty. Well, Mastodon isn't, but the Mastodon servers, like Liberdon.com and social.freetalklive.com, are actually run by real liberty-minded people who actually are not going to censor you.
Yeah, I never have issues with Mastodon either on my phone.
Like technical problems?
Yeah, I've never had a technical problem with them. I'm sure if you started jumping on the bandwagon of some completely new thing like Getter, you're going to always have issues.
And surprise, surprise, people are having issues, including on this so-called free speech platform, censorship. And, of course, the libertarians, too.
Well, Christopher Cantwell managed to get censored from Gab.
Yes,
so.
He did. Yeah, and so, I mean, to some of their credit, some of the libertarians went over there just to test the waters, just to see how free speech they supposedly were, and just start immediately posting, you know, insults to Republicans, attacks on Israel, you know, all the things that the Republican empire would hate.
Okay, good for those libertarians,
and
I guess.
And sure enough, they got their posts deleted. So clearly it's not a free speech platform.
It's a conservative speech platform.
Yeah, that's just a marketing thing. And so, look, if you're actually a liberty-minded person, you care about being able to express yourself without having, you know, somebody delete your content, get over onto one of the pro-liberty mastodons.
Yeah, we don't care what stupid thing you say.
We really don't. Social.freetalklive.com is the site, and I think it's almost celebrating a year. I feel like it was like around now last year that we started social.freetalklive.com, because there was all that blow-up about people being taken down from various different
It's at least media. Been a year, maybe yeah. more.
I think it's been at the beginning of the year, because we're coming up on the January 6th thing, and I think we put our server up somewhere around that time frame.
Okay.
So anyway, head over to social.freetalklive.com. Let's bring up Hal. He's in Texas. Hal, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, great.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So good to talk to you guys, because you know so much more than I do.
Well, I don't know if that's true at all. I mean, you probably know more about other things that we don't know you know about.
Exactly. I know a lot of stuff. I'm a smart guy, but you guys have got your thing.
And what is that thing? Because I don't know what topic we're dealing
with.
Yeah,
we might know more about like Bitcoin or something like that. What are you referring to?
Well, now Bitcoin, that's the topic of I have a theory.
Okay.
I think it's the CIA.
No.
I think the CIA started it.
Why would you think that?
Because, well, actually, there's this character. I was in Pueblo. I was scoring some stuff from my mind and talking to this guy, and he's kind of a little smartass. And I thought I'd just pick on him a little bit. And I started talking to him. I said, well, you know, Bitcoin was started by the CIA. I just was talking. And then as I got to thinking about it, I realized, wait a minute, it's money. Now, how about Air America? You guys know about
how CIA? About you explain to us why you think the CIA created Bitcoin?
Well, do you know about Air America and CIA smuggling cocaine?
Sure.
It seems like Bitcoin would be counter to, I was going to bring up their drug trade. It seems like it would be counter to the point of that was to gain more control over people, and Bitcoin gives them way less control over people.
And it was to get USD so that they could give it to, like, rebels in some other country or something, which those rebel groups don't need Bitcoin because they can't go to Lockheed Martin and buy bombs or whatever using Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But after decades, maybe not that long, let's see.
But why wouldn't they want to just stay on the USD, which was already working?
Wait a minute. Now, if you're coalescing data, if you're collecting data on the people that you're trying to find out about, drug cartels, arms smugglers, all these,
which represent an extremely small percentage of the number of Bitcoin users, but go ahead.
Well, I refer back to you guys. I wasn't, you know, spinning. I think you guys are a lot smarter than I am. I want to hear what you think.
Okay. So the reason why Bitcoin wasn't created by the CIA is because, as Bonnie touched on, it disempowers the government. Bitcoin is a power transfer from the powerful, the rich bankers, the rich government goons, the central bankers of the world, to the individual, to the little guy. And the CIA has no interest in that. The CIA's interest is the strength and the power of the United States federal government. And the Bitcoin is honestly the greatest enemy to the U.S. federal government.
One other little nuance on this is that apparently my understanding, I certainly wouldn't know. No way I could know. But my understanding is that it wasn't actually the CIA that was doing all these, you know, things, Mina, Arkansas, and all that. It was rogue aspects of the CIA. So maybe we're looking at a rogue aspect of the CIA that has.
Why would there be a rogue aspect of the CIA designed to take down the U.S. government?
Actually, what they're after is really information.
This is a really stupid way to do it. There's all kinds of information that they can get out there by calling their buddies at the NSA.
And people
Google.
Using banks and the banks being forced by the government, or, you know, not really forced, but by the government to collect data on people is a better way to collect data on people by the money that they use than through Bitcoin, which you only know, this Bitcoin was transferred from one wallet to the other. You don't necessarily have to know those people's names or anything like you do with a...
Right. You don't know when somebody creates a Bitcoin wallet for the first time. You have no idea who owns that wallet. The only way that you can find out who owns a Bitcoin wallet is if someone pops up and says, hey, this is my wallet, and then, you know, then it's associated with that
person. This is a whole lot of trouble for someone, for the CIA to go through, when all they have to do is tap your cell phone, man, and they find out everything they'd ever need to know about you, including all of your contracts, where you've gone. You could sell me on the idea that Steve Jobs or whoever created Android were CIA agents, because these things, they're spyware that we carry with us everywhere we go.
Yeah, very effective at doing that, for sure.
But Bitcoin isn't that.
Thank you, Hal, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Every now and then we hear this particular conspiracy theory, and there's just nothing backing it up beyond wild speculation.
Maybe be convinced that it came out and then it wasn't meant to empower the people and disempower the government, and it was kind of an accident. They're like, oh no, this thing is doing something we didn't intend. If it didn't come out with a huge white paper explaining, this disempowers the government, gives power to the people. So.
Yeah, peer-to-peer electronic cash, I believe, is the subheading of the Bitcoin white paper.
Yeah, it was literally designed to transfer power back to the people.
Yeah, and it's working very, very well. And again, that's why the government gang wants to put a stop to it. And Donald Trump has historically been very anti-Bitcoin, very anti-crypto. But now, all of a sudden, since his wife has her own so-called NFT, he's weighed in. And we
gotta know what he has to say.
Because all he can do, he can't tweet anymore, right? And his new website hasn't come out yet. His new Truth Social website that, by the way, Donald Trump chose Mastodon. That hasn't come out yet. So he can only really issue press releases. So he did issue a press release about this. We'll share it with you coming up here. It's free.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.